Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free, AUDACY. That's AUDACY. You can hear me Monday through Friday by searching 910 The Fan. I'm live and local from 12 to 3 p.m. in Richmond. You can always check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, available for you every single day on your drive home. We got Max running the ones and twos. Max, are you as excited as I am about the Washington Wizards, or am I, you know, sipping too much of the Kool-Aid here all in?
No, the Wizards, I think the Wizards are going to have a pretty good rebuild. I think you are right. It's going to take a little bit longer than I think a lot of people are hoping it's going to.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be in a good spot for a few years to come.
Yeah. And I'm really excited. And if you guys, you know, listen to this show, you know, I'm not always this positive, especially about the Wizards, but I'm feeling very positive about the Commanders as well. So I just want to dream a little bit here on a Saturday morning in June with all of you Commanders fans listening to 106.7 The Fan, as we think about just how good this team could be. I mentioned the ESPN quote. They said, from league sources, I'm kind of scared to death of what Washington could be with Jaden Daniels. Just how bright is the future here in Washington? If we have the quarterback position figured out, I do think others will fall into line, and this team will be successful. Earlier this week, Ryan Clark made headlines telling everybody and their grandmother on ESPN that Brandon Ayuk appeared on his podcast. And Max, when he walked into that room, he was not alone. He was there with Jaden Daniels. And, of course, Adam Schefter had to, like, correct him and say, well, they're not meeting with the 49ers. Jaden's not meeting with him. He's just doing your dumb podcast, Ryan Clark. But that's fine. But I want to take a listen to what Brandon Ayuk had to say about Jaden Daniels, saying there's a quarterback right there. Because I think it shows you that a guy who's respected in the league thinks that Jaden Daniels is going to be a star. Let's take a listen to Brandon Ayuk on the pivot.
That's why I'm like, when you talk about social media and it's a quarterback right there. I'm thinking about what I could do with him. I'm thinking about if the Niners don't want me to come back to play with them, I'm thinking about what I could do. I know what I could do.
I'm thinking about what I could do with him, talking about Jaden Daniels. And I think Jaden Daniels has the talent that could mask some of our issues this season. And then we'll go back to the front office next season, whole off season, a whole draft, bring in more help. And next year, the year after that, another free agency, another draft, more impact players to help Jaden. I think the realistic view of what to hope for and to dream with Jaden Daniels this season, right? I said, give me two off seasons, and then year three with Jaden, we can really compete for, you know, more than just the last playoff spot, a wild card spot, maybe competing in that conference there. But it's a 2.5 year vision. But what to dream for Jaden this season is stay healthy, throw a decent amount of touchdowns, do what you can to extend the play and have some good yards on the ground, control the interceptions, control the fumbles. You know, that could get out of hand if he runs a lot. I don't want him to do that. Avoid sacks. Improve throughout the year. That's the biggest thing. Improve throughout the year. And he's got to stay professional. You know, that was tough for another quarterback that was drafted number two here in Washington. I believe Jaden has already shown he's more humble, but stay professional throughout the ups and the downs. Remember, RG3 was the one that called out his offensive line, and that's what kind of really upset me when he was here. Jaden Daniels is going to deal with games where his offensive line is terrible, and he gets sacked three or four times because Andrew Wiley's not good enough on the right side, or Cornelius Lucas not good on the left. He's got to stay professional and fight through that and be a good teammate and just get better and improve throughout the year. This is, when I look at this year for Jaden Daniels, all right, this is not a in it to win it year, right? All in for week one. This is not a contract year. I need to play so well that I get paid. This is not a make it or break it year. For Jaden Daniels this year, in my opinion, this is a get better year. That's all it is. Get better. Wins and losses don't matter. Get better. Improve. And it's almost like, Max, you remember when Madden or the college football EA game that's coming back this year, when those games used to come out, and I don't know about you, but I used to have my own team, and I would simulate an entire season. Maybe play the postseason if we made it. But I would simulate 1 year, run the sim, and the next year, all my players have improved, right? And all my players are back from injury. And that's the year that I'm ready to, you know, really play the game and try to win as much as I can. This is his sim year for Jaden Daniels. Let's just get through it unscathed, not hurt. Let's get through it as a team. Some positive momentum. Let's get better. Let's show signs of life, some flashes, but not necessarily franchise-changing play. Not just yet, but give us life, Jaden. If you prove to be the franchise quarterback, I believe this front office, this coaching staff, will get the right talent besides you to compete down the line. You see what I'm saying, Max, with that?
Oh, absolutely.
So this is just a get-better year for Jaden Daniels. That's all I need from him. Get better, show me what you got, show signs of life, and then next offseason, boom, let's get a left tackle. Let's get another wide receiver. The year after that, let's get a tight end. Let's make sure that the defense is ready to be elite for that third year in this two-and-a-half-year plan with Jaden Daniels. This is just a get-better year for Jaden, but I'm excited, and I loved that the quote from ESPN sources there. I'm kind of scared to death of what Washington could be with Jaden Daniels. I do think that he's going to be the best quarterback from this draft class here. As much as I was a Caleb Williams guy, I think Caleb is going to be better this year. I think Caleb probably wins Rookie of the Year. That's be my guess. But I think Jaden Daniels might have the brighter future based off of the situation that he's in here in Washington rather than there in Chicago. I'm fired up for the Washington Commanders. And so I just think that for Jaden Daniels this year, it's can you get better? Can you stay healthy? Can you run the offense? Can you create some chemistry there with some of the young players like Luke McCaffrey? Can Jahan Dotson bounce back and develop with Jaden Daniels as the quarterback? And where does Terry McLaurin go from here? Can he get better? How does Terry McLaurin get better? In my mind, he's got to get the touchdowns that the top wide receivers in the NFL get. And I could argue that the reason Terry McLaurin is so good but hasn't gotten the touchdowns is because he hasn't had the quarterback to get him the ball, right? The last time Terry McLaurin had a ton of touchdowns, it was Taylor Heineke was just throwing YOLO balls to him with his eyes closed, saying, screw it, Terry's down there somewhere. And I just think that Terry McLaurin's been dealt a terrible hand where he was drafted in Washington and has had to play for 7, 8, 9, maybe 9 quarterbacks. It's incredible how many guys Terry McLaurin has caught the ball from there, and hopefully Jaden will be his quarterback for a long time. What are you dreaming for Jaden Daniels this season? What do you want to see him be like here? Is this one of those years where you want Jaden Daniels to be like C.J. Stroud and lead this team to 10 wins? I actually don't. I actually don't. We saw what happens with Ron Rivera when you get past expectations in year one. It changes everything. I'm hoping for 7-10, 3-win improvement, but get better, stay professional, improve throughout the year. That's what I'm hoping for with quarterback Jaden Daniels. We're 5 weeks away from training camp. The biggest training camp question for me is, can this offensive line hold up so that Jaden Daniels can get better throughout this season, stay healthy, and stay out there on the field? Brandon Coleman did an interview this week, and I really liked how he talked about he enjoys adapting to different positions. He spoke on the fact that his TCU coach came to him and said, hey, we need you to play guard this year. And then in the middle of the season, someone got hurt, and they moved him over to tackle. And he talked about how it's just a little bit of a change of footwork, but it's the same thing, the same skills that he has acquired throughout his time playing football. And maybe it's not that simple, but I do think that Brandon Coleman has the footwork to play multiple positions. Whether that's our starting left tackle of the future or another part of the offensive line, I think he's going to be a very good piece moving forward. I really like Tyler Biadasz. And I'll be honest with you, I underrated Sam Cosmi last year. So I'm excited to see how much better he could get this year with a team that's not going to throw 56 times a game, a team that's going to hopefully throw probably 61, 62% of the time. Last year, it was 70% of the time. Let's drop that down by 8 to 10%. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We're live and local on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the Odyssey app. I'm live and local this Saturday morning, June 29th, until 12 noon. Got Max running the ones and twos behind the glass here. If you want to chime in, call in. He'll put you on hold. It's 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I threw out the question, what do you expect from Jaden Daniels this season? What are you hoping for? 1-800-636-1067. I want him to stay professional, improve throughout the year. This is a get-better season for Jaden Daniels. And then hopefully, as a team, we'll be able to move forward with him as our future quarterback, right? He's got to be our franchise guy. Otherwise, this team's not going to be good for a long time. Can't swing and miss when you draft number two overall. We've seen how that affects teams in the National Football League. Let's go out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Larry in La Plata. What's up, Larry?
Good morning, Adam. Like you, I would like to see the team be competitive next year, to be a team that people are not forward to looking to play towards the middle and end of the season. And I think if they can achieve being competitive and professional, like you said, I think we could easily see a 7-10 or maybe even a 500 season. I have a quick question for you, though. What are we hearing? What are you hearing about Bakhtiar, the left tackle out of Green Bay? Formerly All-Pro, I know he's hurt, but we have the cap space. Couldn't there be some sort of contemplation on signing him with incentives based upon how much time he's on the field? I mean, are we hearing anything about Bakhtiar at all?
I have not, and I was just reading an article that he might even end up back with the Packers. But here's what I will say to that, is that I am hearing there will be another left tackle brought into Washington either during training camp or after training camp. They will bring in another backup or somebody that will compete with the starting job based off of who gets cut. And we see this happen around the league. And Michael Phillips is my co-host in Richmond. He's on board with the exact same thing. Every single year, a decent left tackle will be cut because the team either can't pay him or they want to go with a young guy or he's just the old veteran that didn't make the roster. And it's not like we're getting a great starter, but I think we're going to get more depth at the position of left tackle during training camp or during preseason.
Yeah, I think it's critical. I mean, if you're going to have offensive line depth, make sure you got tackles.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you got tackles, particularly with the rookie quarterback. Thanks, Adam.
Yep, good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. What's going on, Mitch? What's up, Mitch? Hey, Mitch. All right, let's put him back on hold. We'll try to get to him later. Talking about Jaden Daniels, what do you want to see for him this season? Stay professional. Get better. Don't get hurt. You know, show a little bit signs of flashes here. Maybe a big run here, a big throw there. But I think it's all about, can he stay professional? Can he handle the ups and downs of an NFL season and stay fit, stay in the lineup? That's basically the number one thing, just because of the PTSD I have from dealing with Robert Griffin III. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. Kevin in Virginia. What's up, Kevin?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I just think we should pump the brakes a bit on Jaden. I'm sure he will be good, but I think we need to give him 2 to 3 years. I think he can be a Pro Bowl candidate in 3 years, but what I'm worried about is that they haven't put the right pieces around him. I would hate to see him, you know, ruin the first year because they can't block anyone.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't make more of a move there. And I think they need a bigger receiver for him. McLaurin's great, but they need to take a little pressure off of him. And Ayuk's not coming, but I don't know why they didn't draft that O'Donnell Mitchell guy.
So let me
like 6'4".
Yeah, Kevin, let me answer some of your questions here. It's not a great connection, Kevin. Let's throw him on hold, Max. So I agree. Pump the brakes a little bit on Jaden. Give him 2 or 3 years to develop. Oh, did they not do enough to protect him? Yeah, that's true. But that's why the plan is not to be competitive right away this season. Next season, I guarantee you, they will use a first or a second round draft pick on the offensive line to help him out. And they'll use a second or third draft pick, I think, on a taller wide receiver, or maybe go out and get Brandon Ayuk next year. He's not coming this year. They're not going to trade for him and get fleeced. And I don't think they want to overpay for him next year, but I do think that they can improve the wide receiver core next year. You know, Jaden Daniels this year, if he can stay healthy, if he can show that he can play at this level, that's all you want. The next year, boom, you build out the offensive line. And after that, you build out the entire offense with some tight end play and some wide receivers. It's not a Houston Texans, you know, a get-rich-quick scheme here for the Commanders. It's going to take 2.5 years. That's what I talked about all last weekend. It's a 2.5-year plan. It was unbelievable what Adam Peters did this offseason. The free agency. We're talking about the best linebacker core in the NFL for multiple reporters here. Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. I don't know if they're going to be that good. But I could tell you that we had, like, the last-place linebackers last year. So you think about how much work they did in free agency, how much work they did in the draft. You know, double that because they're going to do it next year. Triple that because they're going to do that the year after that. And that's the year that I expect this team to actually win double-digit games. But what do you want to see from Jaden Daniels this year? Let's go out to Rodney and Bowie. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, AY? Hey, of course, listen, we want Jaden to do well, and I believe – we have the quarterback that mentally he's ready to be who the Commanders want him to be. But my focus is on a good product, competitive product on the field. Disciplined football, tackling, no penalties, being aggressive. You know, some of the fans, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, I like the new regime, and then don't have any patience. Like, you know, you got to give this front office a chance. We're in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Again, if we make it to 500 or a couple games over 500, like you said, I think we'll be fine. But my focus is on this team has not been as disciplined and not, you know, been in winning situations offensively and defensively. And I think we finally now have the coaching staff that can do it with all the additions of all the other head coaches we have.
Yeah.
On
Rodney,
the team.
Rodney,
so
Rodney,
excited.
Stay on the line for a second. I want to give you another chance, but I want to double down on what you're talking about with show me a competitive product here where the head coach is going to challenge a play if he should, right? Ron Rivera didn't do that. He's going to motivate the people right. If we're down by 20 at halftime. They're not going to lose by 30 at home on primetime national television. That's kind of what you're looking right. for in discipline and a competitive product, right?
And AWOD, another thing I like about the coaching staff is that this coaching staff, when you have experience, they can show the younger people that are coming in and the people who come from a losing situation, I can show you what winning looks like because they've been in a winning situation. I'm not saying all these people have gone to the Super Bowl, but we have people on that staff who have enough experience and cachet to show these people that they can be the best that they can be, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, you're right, Rodney. Good call. I do think this is probably the best coaching staff we've had in a long time, maybe in a decade here in Washington. Mitch chimed in. He said he's looking for the rushing game to be much improved. That's a great point right there. You know, I love our running back core with Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, and they just didn't really get that much of an opportunity last year when it was Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson. And look, I'm not going to just come in here and crush Eric Bieniemy. I thought it was going to work out. I'll admit I was wrong. But my goodness, did he just throw the ball way too much, right? And, you know, if you've watched the NFL at all, you know to have a successful passing game, you got to be able to run the ball. Tom Brady was so good at the play action fake. That's why he had so much success. Look at Patrick Mahomes last season. We put Sam Howell in some terrible positions because everybody knew that we were going to throw. Even with play action, nobody went for the fake. And so that is a big part of what I want to see this season. Can Anthony Lynn come in here, work with Cliff Kingsbury, who wants to throw a lot, right? Don't get Cliff wrong. He loves the air raid. But I think with Anthony Lynn, I think with the vision from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn here, they're going to make sure, hey, We run the ball. We establish the run. We give the offensive line a chance to push forward so they're not always on their ass, you know, going backwards. And that's really how you play complementary football. A solid defense, an offense that can run and throw, and then a special team that's going to knock down their field goals. And hopefully that's going to happen. I think it's going to be interesting in training camp and preseason whether there's a new kicker, whether there's a competition, or if we're going with, what was his name? Raviv Ahmed? That we brought in, Max?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I'm not that excited about the kicker position. That was the one piece of drama that I didn't want to deal with this offseason. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Want to thank all the listeners for riding around D.C. with me here on a Saturday morning. Love doing this show. Love getting to talk about my favorite sports teams. And phone lines are always open. If you're too busy, you can always tweet me at AWAD Radio, AWADD. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. American 1828 says, AWAD, can Jaden Daniels slide? I sure hope he can, because that was the one thing that Robert Griffin III really could not do, and that led to his downfall. But we're getting excited for how good the Commanders could be, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but in the future with this current front office, coaching staff, and the young talent that they have assembled around Jaden Daniels. I think Luke McCaffrey could be a guy that really pops in training camp. I also have a list of five players who I believe are in search of redemption, and it starts this year at training camp. But phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can be the quarterback of this segment, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tom in D.C. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Adam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a compliment. I love listening to your show every Saturday. I journey over to the farmer's market here in D.C. And you're spot on again today about Jaden Daniels and what the team needs to do around him to get him successful. I just wanted to pass on your compliment. I love sports, and you always nail it every Saturday. So I just wanted to say thanks for being out there and being committed to good sports radio.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate that. What are you getting at the farmer's market, man?
Oh, I get all the peaches, anything seasonal, you know what I mean? Blueberries, all that stuff's healthy for you, keeps you in shape, and makes you feel like being sporty.
Awesome. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
All right. All right. Love you, man.
Yeah, you're a member of the AWOD Army. Now you're a card-carrying member of the AWOD Army. We're here live on 106.7 The Fan. All right, Max, let's get to my five players in search of redemption. All right, give me a guess of who you think is on this list here. Five players in search of redemption for the Commanders this season. It starts with training camp.
Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson. Let's see.
I thought you were going to nail the easy one. That's Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah.
He got benched mm-hmm. last season, right?
Yeah, that
certainly,
one's the other one.
He's the first one that's in search of redemption. I want to believe in Emmanuel Forbes and that hopefully, better coaching and putting him in better positions. Like, why did they think he could guard A.J. Brown? Why did they think after the first touchdown he could guard A.J. Brown? Or after the second one? Like, it's just ludicrous thinking from Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera last year. So five players in search of redemption, absolutely Emmanuel Forbes is number two. Number one. Number two, I'm going to go with a tight end, Cole Turner. I think this is a make or break year for Cole Turner. I just think if he doesn't pop this year, if he doesn't get his redemption, he's not going to be on the roster moving forward. He needs to find a way to get involved. Unfortunate circumstances the first few years. I mean, year one had that concussion and then hamstring injury. Year two, it just felt like maybe he was trying too hard behind the scenes to get on the field and make an impact. I don't know why he didn't get more of an opportunity last year. Maybe it had to do with blocking. I hated seeing John Bates out there over and over again. Max, what do you think? Can Cole Turner have some redemption this season?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to that. Like, just seeing how he meshes with Jaden Daniels, because he's so big.
Yeah, right. And you have Ben Sennett. You know, it's really intriguing, this tight end room here, because I don't think Cole Turner's done. I think Ben Sennett's an exciting prospect. Bates can block. And Zach Ertz seems to be committed to this veteran job where he's just being asked to teach the young guys how to run this offense and maybe make a catch or two on third down, but it's not like they're asking him to get six or seven touchdowns. I don't think he's going to be that involved. I think it's all about building these young guys up. Number three, you mentioned Jamin Davis, right? Just like Emmanuel Forbes, hopefully better coaching makes him more impactful. I like the thought of him being on the line, getting a hand in the dirt, using his speed. I think he was at his best when he was rushing the quarterback, or I actually thought he was pretty good defending running backs last year. I know it was a little shaky at times. I think that big fourth down against the Falcons, he was up against Bijan Robinson, and he made the stop there. I mean, that's really difficult to do. Jamin Davis, he flashed a little bit for me, and I think with better coaching, he could be really impactful. So that's number three. Number four, back to the offensive line, Andrew Wiley. He has to get redemption, right? I mean, if he's as bad as last year, we might as well just throw away the tickets, throw away the playbook, and not even try this. He was so awful last season. He couldn't block anyone. And, there's a lot of reasons to be concerned about the right tackle position. I'm hoping he's in search of redemption. And then my last player, I didn't want to include Jonathan Allen in this, but I do think Jonathan Allen will tell you he wants to be much better than he was last year. He wants to be one of the best defensive tackles in the league, especially now there's no Aaron Donald, right? But my last guy, I'm going to go with center Ricky Stromberg, who was drafted out of Arkansas, went against really tough competition in the SEC, was supposed to be the best center, and just what did he see, 46 snaps last year? Barely used at all. So I think he is someone that's absolutely in search of redemption. So those are my five. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jake in Fredericksburg. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Awad, how you doing, man?
Good,
love
man.
Love your show. I was listening to, during the week.
I appreciate that, man. What do you want to talk about with the Commanders?
What I was saying, the 2012 season, I think one of the greatest wins was just against Dallas, against Philly, against the Giants, and it was, hopefully Jaden can come up and on the big stage and, kill in the NFC East.
That would be huge, man. Realistically, let's just beat the Giants twice this year. Maybe we beat the Cowboys, maybe the Eagles, but let's just destroy the G-men.
Yeah, no, I really do. Thank you, A1.
Yep, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line three. Is this Razor in Bowie? What's going on, Razor?
Hey, what? I enjoy your show, man. I listen to it every chance I get. Couple of things. When last year, we could have beat the Eagles twice.
I know.
We were in both games.
I know. Now, Razor, you're pissing me off. We lost in overtime, and we scored 31. Who scores 31 points and loses twice? So stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Another thing is I want to see what this team is going to be. We can speculate and we can guess, and this is what Jaden Daniels – we don't know anything until we play. We get a general idea when we get the three preseason games under our belt. Okay, yeah. We get a general idea. All right, this is how they may do it, and they may not. It could be a smokescreen because I've heard Joe Witt state in his podcast, people don't know us. We're not the same team. They can't game plan against us. So – really, they don't know, even the other team don't know no more than you and I,
yeah.
What we got. But I'm like a lot of people, I do want to see them be that they will be. Jaden Daniels, I think he's going to be good. And he's got the right people around him. People talking about sliding, hope he doesn't get hurt. Believe me, they are in his ear. They're telling him, hey, you need to run out of bounds if you don't see anything.
No, he's been the ultimate professional so far, Razor. I appreciate the call. We got to run. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, the Fan simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. But, yeah, Jaden does have the right people around him. He's been ultra-professional so far, and there's a lot to look forward to. There's also a lot to look forward to on Monday. Max, that's because We got to give a big congratulations here. A round of applause to James Wood getting called up to the major leagues. I mean, that's one of the toughest things to do in all of sports, to make it to the majors. And I know people like to have this kind of argument over the summertime. There's not much going on. What's the toughest sport to make it to in the professional leagues? And it's just so tough to make it to the major leagues in baseball. You have to go through so much to make it through, you know, single A to double A to triple A, and to stay healthy. And at just 21 years old, he was killing it in triple A. And yes, I get it. You know, part of me thinks it's a marketing ploy to get people to come to the games for that July 4th week. And believe me, they'll probably sell out. Rightfully so. Because welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Want to thank all the listeners for riding around DC with me here on a Saturday morning. Love doing this show. Love getting to talk about my favorite sports teams. And phone lines are always open. If you're too busy, you can always tweet me at AWOD Radio, AWADD. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. American 1828 says, AWOD, can Jaden Daniels slide? I sure hope he can, because that was the one thing that Robert Griffin III really could not do, and that led to his downfall. But we're getting excited for how good the Commanders could be, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but in the future with this current front office, coaching staff, and the young talent that they have assembled around Jaden Daniels. I think Luke McCaffrey could be a guy that really pops in training camp. I also have a list of five players who I believe are in search of redemption, and it starts this year at training camp. But phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. You can be the quarterback of this segment, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tom in D.C. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Adam. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a compliment. I love listening to your show every Saturday. I journey over to the farmer's market here in D.C. And you're spot on again today about Jaden Daniels and what the team needs to do around him to get him successful. I just wanted to pass on your compliment. I love sports, and you always nail it every Saturday. So I just wanted to say thanks for being out there and being committed to good sports radio.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate that. What are you getting at the farmer's market, man?
Oh, I get all the peaches, anything seasonal. You know what I mean? Blueberries, all that stuff's healthy for you, keeps you in shape, and makes you feel like being sporty.
Awesome. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
All right. All right. Love you, man.
Yeah, you're a member of the AWOD Army. Now you're a card-carrying member of the AWOD Army. We're here live on 106.7 The Fan. All right, Max, let's get to my five players in search of redemption. All right, give me a guess of who you think is on this list here. Five players in search of redemption for the Commanders this season. It starts with training camp.
Jamin Davis, Jahan Dotson. Let's see.
I thought you were going to nail the easy one. That's Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah.
I mean, he got benched last season, right?
Yeah, that
certainly,
one's the other one.
He's the first one that's in search of redemption. I want to believe in Emmanuel Forbes and that hopefully, better coaching and putting him in better positions. Like, why did they think he could guard A.J. Brown? Why did they think after the first touchdown he could guard A.J. Brown? Or after the second one? Like, it's just ludicrous thinking from Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera last year. So five players in search of redemption. Absolutely, Emmanuel Forbes is number two. Number one. Number two, I'm going to go with a tight end, Cole Turner. I think this is a make-or-break year for Cole Turner. I just think if he doesn't pop this year, if he doesn't get his redemption, he's not going to be on the roster moving forward. He needs to find a way to get involved. Unfortunate circumstances the first few years. I mean, year one had that concussion and then hamstring injury. Year two, it just felt like maybe he was trying too hard behind the scenes to get on the field and make an impact. I don't know why he didn't get more of an opportunity last year. Maybe it had to do with blocking. I hated seeing John Bates out there over and over again. Max, what do you think? Can Cole Turner have some redemption this season?
I hope so. I'm looking forward to that. Like, just seeing how he meshes with Jaden Daniels, because he's so big.
Yeah, right. And you have Ben Sennett. You know, it's really intriguing, this tight end room here, because I don't think Cole Turner's done. I think Ben Sennett's an exciting prospect. Bates can block, And Zach Ertz seems to be committed to this veteran, you know, job where he's just being asked to teach the young guys how to run this offense and maybe make a catch or two on third down, but it's not like they're asking him to get six or seven touchdowns. I don't think he's going to be that involved. I think it's all about building these young guys up. Number three, you mentioned Jamin Davis, right? Just like Emmanuel Forbes, hopefully better coaching makes him more impactful. I like the thought of him being on the line, you know, getting a hand in the dirt, using his speed. I think he was at his best when he was rushing the quarterback, or I actually thought he was pretty good defending running backs last year. I know it was a little shaky at times. I think that big fourth down against the Falcons, he was up against Bijan Robinson, and he made the stop there. I mean, that's really difficult to do. Jamin Davis, he flashed a little bit for me, and I think with better coaching, he could be really impactful. So that's number three. Number four, back to the offensive line, Andrew Wiley. He has to get redemption, right? I mean, if he's as bad as last year, you know, we might as well just throw away the tickets, throw away the playbook, and not even try this. He was so awful last season. He couldn't block anyone. And, there's a lot of reasons to be concerned about the right tackle position. I'm hoping he's in search of redemption. And then my last player, like, I didn't want to include Jonathan Allen in this, but I do think Jonathan Allen will tell you he wants to be much better than he was last year. You know, he wants to be one of the best defensive tackles in the league, especially now there's no Aaron Donald, right? But my last guy, I'm going to go with center Ricky Stromberg, who was drafted out of Arkansas, went against really tough competition in the SEC, was supposed to be the best center, and just like, what did he see, like 46 snaps last year? Like, barely used at all. So I think he is someone that's absolutely in search of redemption. So those are my five. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jake in Fredericksburg. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Awad, how you doing, man?
Good,
love
man.
Love your show. I was listening during the week.
I appreciate that, man. What do you want to talk about with the Commanders?
But the 2012 season, like, I think one of the greatest wins was just, like, against Dallas, against Philly, against the Giants. And, hopefully Jaden can come up and on the big stage and, you know, chill in the NFC East.
That would be huge, man. Realistically, let's just beat the Giants twice this year. Maybe we beat the Cowboys, maybe the Eagles, but let's just destroy the G-men.
Yeah, no, I really do. Oh, thank you, A1.
Yep, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to line three. Is this Razor in Bowie? What's going on, Razor?
Hey, what? I enjoy your show, man. I listen to it every chance I get. Couple of things. When last year, we could have beat the Eagles twice.
I know.
We were in both games.
I know. Now, you're pissing me off. We lost in overtime, and we scored 31. Who scores 31 points and loses twice? So stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Another thing is, I want to see what this team is going to be. We can speculate and we can guess, and this is what Jaden Daniels. We don't know anything until we play. We get a general idea when we get the three preseason games under our belt. Okay, yeah. We get a general idea. All right, this is how they may do it, and they may not. It could be a smokescreen, because I've heard Joe Witt state in his podcast, people don't know us. We're not the same team. They can't game plan against us. So, really, they don't know. Even the other team don't know no more than you and I. You know what we got. But I'm like a lot of people. I do want to see them be that they will be. Jaden Daniels, I think he's going to be good, and he's got the right people around him. People talking about sliding. Hope he doesn't get hurt. Believe me, they are in his ear. They're telling him, hey. You know, you need to run out of bounds if you don't see anything.
No, he's been the ultimate professional so far, Razor. I appreciate the call. We got to run. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, the Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. But, yeah, Jaden does have the right people around him. He's been ultra-professional so far, and there's a lot to look forward to. There's also a lot to look forward to on Monday. Max, that's because we got to give a big congratulations here. A round of applause to James Wood getting called up to the major leagues. I mean, that's one of the toughest things to do in all of sports, to make it to the majors. And I know people like to have this kind of argument over the summertime. There's not much going on. What's the toughest sport to make it to in the professional leagues? And it's just so tough to make it to the major leagues in baseball. You have to go through so much to make it through, you know, single A to double A to triple A, and to stay healthy. And at just 21 years old, he was killing it in triple A. And yes, I get it. You know, part of me thinks it's a marketing ploy to get people to come to the games for that July 4th week. And believe me, they'll probably sell out, rightfully so, because we've all been waiting for James Wood, who began the year at AAA Rochester. He's 6'7". He's been hitting home runs left and right. You know, he probably would have been called up in the beginning of June if he hadn't dealt with that injury. And he's just a left-handed hitter with 51 home runs in the minor leagues. And he's a local kid. That's obviously a big part of why everyone's excited. But really, I think it's because this was one of the top prospects from that Juan Soto trade. And so many Nats fans like myself were so upset with that Juan Soto trade. But now we're starting to see that Mike Rizzo made the right move when you see C.J. Abrams having his success. And now James Wood will be representing the Washington Nationals on Monday. If you're fired up for James Wood, give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio. 1067 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Appreciate all the support I'm getting here on a Saturday, and you can support me during the week. It's easy. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Just search 910 The Fan. You can hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m., or just search on iTunes or Spotify, AWOD Radio, and you will find me there. Best of AWOD Radio, plus a full hour of each hour of the show. It's available for you on your ride home. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio. John tweets me, last month we got 6 tickets to a game on Monday, and now that game is James Wood making his debut. I'm psyched to see him, AWOD, and you're right, might be a sellout, especially with an 83-degree high. It's going to be a beautiful day. And, you know, think about this for a second, Max. How, like, 3 D.C. sport teams, Nats, Wizards, Caps, 3 teams hit rock bottom, right? Nats were so bad, got the number 2 overall pick. It was Dylan Cruz. Skins were so bad, number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels. Wizards, Alex Saar. Wizards, they're a while away from being competitive. We talked about a 5-year plan. Skins, 2.5 years away. Nats, they're competitive right now. Now, I get it. You know, it hasn't been a great few weeks. They're on a current 4-game losing streak after dropping 3 to the Padres, and they just lost to the Rays 3-1. First pitch today will be 4:10. But there's a lot to be excited about for the Washington Nationals, because you're finally seeing, hey, we traded Juan Soto. In part of that deal, we got Mackenzie Gore. We got C.J. Abrams, 2 pieces of that core right now. And now the third is James Wood, and he will make his debut on Monday. Is this the most anticipated deep debut in D.C. since Bryce Harper? What do you say, Max?
Yeah, I kind of, it was Bryce Harper, Juan Soto. Like, that was when the stadium was buzzing, and I fully anticipate much of the same come 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Juan Soto was awesome. I felt like the hype was quick with Juan Soto. Like, oh, this guy's going to be really good, and then boom, his debut happened, right? Like, for Bryce Harper, we heard about him for a few years, and then you had the debut. Just like with James Wood, we've heard about him since 2022, and now July 1st of 2024, you're going to get that debut. And I'm really excited for it. I just think, you know, it's so cool. It's one of the toughest things in all of sports to get called up to the major leagues, and it's going to be one of the most anticipated debut in a long time. Here in Washington, great weather. It's 8 straight days of games. That's another part of this that's really cool, Max, is it's 8 games, 2 4-game series against 2 pretty good opponents in the Mets and Cardinals. I mean, I expect, like, Nats Park should be sold out multiple days. You know, we look at the attendance for this year. I think they've only gone over 40,000, like, twice. We should get over 40,000 three or four times next week. We really should.
This is the time in D.C. where baseball, like all other sports are over. It is officially summer. I think we're going to get well over 40,000 a couple times this week.
And so this is a Nationals team here that's actually giving us maybe a playoff sweat in the wild card. It doesn't help that they're on this four-game losing streak, but they're only three games back right now. And it's the Mets. I'm not that scared of the Mets. We're going to get a four-game series against them. And they're doing all of this without their lone all-star last year, Josiah Gray. You know, so it's just, I think that Mike Rizzo has shown that there's a blueprint here, right? And that he had a little bit of a head start on the Commanders and on the Wizards. And I still am a little worried about completing this rebuild here for the Nationals until ownership seems to be fully bought in. But, you know, hopefully things are moving in the right direction here. But, man, it's going to be cool to see James Wood join this young Nationals team. You know, Luis Garcia playing well. Young is impressed in center field. You got, what, Jake Irvin, Mitchell Parker. There's so much young talent on this team here. And the plan was not to win, you know, get to 500 this year, you know. I think like 65 to 70 wins. 70 wins was a success, and they're already more than halfway there so far this season. And so hopefully they can turn things around in the final two games against the Rays and get a little momentum at the plate moving forward when they come home and we get the debut of James Wood. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. All right, Max, I got to close the show with something that personally – drove me crazy that this week, and that is the U.S. men's soccer team, U.S. men's national team here. You guys know I'm a big soccer fan. It's the summer of soccer. I don't want the summer of soccer to end Monday, July 1st, but that has a chance to happen. If they cannot defeat Uruguay, who is a top 15 team in all of the world here and has won multiple World Cups, I think they've won Copa America double-digit times, it's going to be nearly impossible to get this done. Darwin Nunez of Liverpool already has multiple goals. Here's my issue, all right? The U.S. Soccer Federation failed this country. They failed us. You know why they failed us? Because they hired a committee, an outside committee, to hire a head coach, and they end up rehiring the same guy. It's the biggest failure in all of sports. It doesn't get talked about enough because it's just soccer. And soccer sucks and so many people hate this sport. I love it. And I wanted this damn men's national team to compete in Copa America against Brazil, against Colombia, and Argentina. And we lost to freaking Panama. And you know what? They're not even in it. You know, they're a CONCACAF team. We're supposed to be the kings of North America. And we weren't. And it was embarrassing. And Timothy Weah let his country down with that red card. But I will say, I think it's going to be interesting because it might have worked out in their favor for the fact that Greg Berhalter has one choice now, and it's to play Gio Reyna, probably the best player or second best player, in the damn role he's supposed to be played, up forward and getting into the box. I mean, I cannot believe that he came up with a lineup that didn't include Yunus Musa, who was probably our best player at the damn World Cup, you know, last summer or the summer before that. And he didn't include him in the lineup in the game that we needed to win. And then after we got a red card, when you needed to play more defensive and have a guy that could fight through tackles and move forward, he still didn't go with Yunus Musa. He is an embarrassing coach for this U.S. men's national team. And so there's two ways to look at it. Somehow they pull a win out their butt and get past Uruguay, or they lose and Greg Berhalter loses his job. Both things are going to make me happy. That's the truth. Both things are going to make me happy. But it was really disappointing that loss to Panama 2-1 the other night. And it might come back to haunt them that they had six opportunities against Bolivia and only won 2-0, while Uruguay took care of business against them 5-0. The Euro Cup continues today. And man, has that been unbelievable in terms of upsets. My bracket's busted. I got no shot to win my bracket competition, Max, with my friends, because you had all these teams finish second place in their group, and so that leads to the knockout round that's going to have, like, France against Portugal next round, and Germany against Spain most likely, and so on the bottom half, you're going to either have, like, Romania, Austria, Turkey, Slovakia or a Switzerland in the finals, which is just crazy, and I'm rooting for chaos. So if you want to place a bet on today's games, I got you covered. Italy to win and Scamacca, the striker, to score a goal. Give me Germany to win and go over 2.5 goals against Denmark. That's going to be today at 3 p.m. And then action continues tomorrow with England. I'll be rooting for England to lose. They have not won a major trophy since 1966 in the sport that they invented. And we're America. We root for England to lose. I'm Adam Epstein. I appreciate everybody listening to the show. Max, thanks for your hard work behind the glass. We'll see you guys next Saturday on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. Appreciate all the support I'm getting here on a Saturday, and you can support me during the week. It's easy. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Just search 910 The Fan. You can hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. or just search on iTunes or Spotify, AWOD Radio, and you will find me there. Best of AWOD Radio, plus a full hour of each hour of the show. It's available for you on your ride home. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio. John tweets me, last month we got 6 tickets to a game on Monday, and now that game is James Wood making his debut. I'm psyched to see him, AWOD. And you're right, might be a sellout, especially with an 83-degree high. It's going to be a beautiful day. And, you know, think about this for a second, Max. How, like, 3 DC sport teams, Nats, Wizards, Caps, 3 teams hit rock bottom, right? Nats were so bad, got the number 2 overall pick. It was Dylan Cruz. Skins were so bad, number 2 overall pick, Jaden Daniels. Wizards, Alex Saar. Wizards, they're a while away from being competitive. We talked about a 5-year plan. Skins, 2.5 years away. Nats, they're competitive right now. Now, I get it. You know, it hasn't been a great few weeks. They're on a current 4-game losing streak after dropping 3 to the Padres, and they just lost to the Rays 3-1. First pitch today will be 4-10. But there's a lot to be excited about for the Washington Nationals because you're finally seeing, hey, we traded Juan Soto. In part of that deal, we got Mackenzie Gore. We got C.J. Abrams, 2 pieces of that core right now. And now the third is James Wood, and he will make his debut on Monday. Is this the most anticipated deep debut in D.C. since Bryce Harper? What do you say, Max?
Yeah, I kind of, it was Bryce Harper, Juan Soto. Like, that was when the stadium was buzzing, and I fully anticipate much of the same come 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Juan Soto was awesome. I felt like the hype was quick with Juan Soto. Like, oh, this guy's going to be really good, and then boom, his debut happened, right? Like, for Bryce Harper, we heard about him for a few years, and then you had the debut. Just like with James Wood, we've heard about him since 2022, and now July 1st of 2024, you're going to get that debut. And I'm really excited for it. I just think, you know, it's so cool. It's one of the toughest things in all of sports. They get called up to the major leagues, and it's going to be one of the most anticipated debut in a long time. Here in Washington, great weather. It's 8 straight days of games. That's another part of this that's really cool, Max, is it's 8 games, 2 4-game series against 2 pretty good opponents in the Mets and Cardinals. I mean, I expect, like, Nats Park should be sold out multiple days. You know, we look at the attendance for this year. I think they've only gone over 40,000, like, twice. We should get over 40,000 3 or 4 times next week. We really should.
This is the time in D.C. where baseball, like all other sports, are over. It is officially summer. I think we're going to get it well over 40,000 a couple times this week.
Yeah, and so this is a Nationals team here that's actually giving us maybe a playoff sweat in the wild card. It doesn't help that they're on this 4-game losing streak, but they're only 3 games back right now. And it's the Mets, so I'm not that scared of the Mets. We're going to get a 4-game series against them, and they're doing all of this without their lone all-star last year, Josiah Gray. You know, so it's just, I think that Mike Rizzo has shown that there's a blueprint here, right? And that he had a little bit of a head start on the Commanders and on the Wizards, and I still am a little worried about completing this rebuild here for the Nationals until ownership seems to be fully bought in. But, you know, hopefully things are moving in the right direction here. But, man, it's going to be cool to see James Wood join this young Nationals team. You know, Luis Garcia playing well. Young is impressed in center field. You got, what, Jake Irvin, Mitchell, Parker. There's so much young talent on this team here. And the plan was not to win, you know, get to 500 this year, you know. I think like 65 to 70 wins. 70 wins was a success, and they're already more than halfway there so far this season. And so hopefully they can turn things around in the final two games against the Rays and get a little momentum at the plate moving forward when they come home and we get the debut of James Wood. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. All right, Max, I got to close the show with something that personally – drove me crazy that this week, and that is the U.S. men's soccer team, U.S. men's national team here. You guys know I'm big soccer fans. The summer of soccer. I don't want the summer of soccer to end Monday, July 1st, but that has a chance to happen if they cannot defeat Uruguay, who is a top 15 team in all of the world here and has won multiple World Cups. I think they've won Copa America double-digit times. It's going to be nearly impossible to get this done. Darwin Nunez of Liverpool already has multiple goals. Here's my issue, all right? The U.S. Soccer Federation failed this country. They failed us. You know why they failed us? Because they hired a committee, an outside committee, to hire a head coach, and they end up rehiring the same guy. It's the biggest failure in all of sports. It doesn't get talked about enough because it's just soccer. And soccer sucks and so many people hate this sport. I love it. And I wanted this damn men's national team to compete in Copa America against Brazil, against Colombia, and Argentina. And we lost to freaking Panama. And you know what? They're not even in it. You know, they're a CONCACAF team. We're supposed to be the kings of North America. And we weren't. And it was embarrassing. And Timothy Weah let his country down with that red card. But I will say, I think it's going to be interesting because it might have worked out in their favor for the fact that Greg Berhalter has one choice now, and it's to play Gio Reyna, probably the best player, second best player, in the damn role he's supposed to be played, up forward and getting into the box. I mean, I cannot believe that he came up with a lineup that didn't include Yunus Musa, who was probably our best player at the damn World Cup, you know, last summer or the summer before that. And he didn't include him in the lineup in the game that we needed to win. And then after we got a red card, when you needed to play more defensive and have a guy that could fight through tackles and move forward, he still didn't go with Yunus Musa. He is an embarrassing coach for this U.S. men's national team. And so there's two ways to look at it. Somehow they pull a win out their butt and get past Uruguay, or they lose and Greg Berhalter loses his job. Both things are going to make me happy. That's the truth. Both things are going to make me happy. But it was really disappointing that loss to Panama 2-1 the other night. And it might come back to haunt them that they had six opportunities against Bolivia and only won 2-0, while Uruguay took care of business against them 5-0. The Euro Cup continues today. And man, has that been unbelievable in terms of upsets. My bracket's busted. I got no shot to win my bracket competition, Max, with my friends, because you had all these teams finish second place in their group, and so that leads to the knockout round that's going to have, like, France against Portugal next round and Germany against Spain most likely. And so on the bottom half, you're going to either have, like, Romania, Austria, Turkey, Slovakia, or a Switzerland in the finals, which is just crazy, and I'm rooting for chaos. So if you want to place a bet on today's games, I got you covered. Italy to win and Scamacca, the striker, to score a goal. Give me Germany to win and go over 2.5 goals against Denmark. That's going to be today at 3 p.m. And then action continues tomorrow with England. I'll be rooting for England to lose. They have not won a major trophy since 1966 in the sport that they invented. And we're America. We root for England to lose. I'm Adam Epstein. I appreciate everybody listening to the show. Max, thanks for your hard work behind the glass. I'll see you guys next Saturday on The Fan.